Okay, well, it is 4 o'clock. We have our crowd here, our regulars. So we'll call the meeting to order. Call the roll, please.
Director Davis.
Here.
Director Frick.
Here.
Director Holtaway.
Here.
Director McElroy.
Here.
Director Newenhaus. Director Payne. Director Richko.
Here.
Director Romano.
Here.
Chairman Wall.
I am here. This meeting has been advertised according to the Open Public Meetings Act. By posting on the bulletin board here and by advertising in our record. Please rise and salute the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, our first order of business is approval of the minutes from November 2nd, 2017.
We're no rushing anything here, do
we? No, we don't. We're not that far back. A motion.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
We have Mr. Holtaway, second by Mr. Romano. Any questions? Call the roll.
Director Davis.
Yes.
Director Frick.
Yes.
Director Holtaway.
Aye.
Director McElroy.
Yes.
Director Newenhaus. Director Payne. Director Richko.
Abstain.
Director Romano.
Yes.
Chairman Wall.
Yes. Okay, next is my report. So welcome, Mr. Frick. I met you all.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Welcome. And welcome to Mr. Newenhaus, who's not here. And also Carl Richko, his first appearance on the bank board. I would give a big speech about how Carl and I have worked together and agreed and disagreed, but everybody here is, there are no new folks here, so we'll bypass all of that formalities. We are going to table the resolution for election of officers. Carl and our new executive director, I should also introduce, Lisa Plevin is going to talk with our bank board members at some point, get to know them a little bit, and they will come to us with recommendations for vice chair and treasurer. If you have a strong interest in this, please let Carl know, and we will certainly take that into consideration. Okay. Update on the purchases. So we've purchased 1,304 and a quarter credits, and that has resulted in preserving over 1,600 acres of land, 20 million in compensation to landowners. And James, that is 20 million just the credit, or is it all told for compensation? What is that number?
That's just for the HDC purchase.
Just the HDC purchase.
Doesn't include the open space program.
Okay. So for those of us that come here just to put money in landowners' pockets, that is a very great accomplishment we shall be proud of. I'm sure we'll continue that with Carl at the helm of the Highlands Council as well. So the 62 purchase program applications approved by the board in the last 2 years, 35 have been closed. Again, 62 offers, 35 closed. 15 are pending. 9 withdrew their applications, and the remaining 2 we're going to review this evening. So Lisa, take it away.
Thank you. I just wanted to emphasize that 25 of the 36 closings that the chairman mentioned have been completed in just the last year, where we have made credit purchases of over $9 million. And the only other thing I want to point out is every director should leave here with a new updated director's manual for 2018. We're going to go over it in greater detail in our February meeting, but if you have a chance to take a look prior and you have any questions or comments, please feel free to contact myself or Rob. And that's all I have to add.
So if you recall the last time we met a year ago, we had approved to move forward with several ATC purchases we just discussed. We also added a deadline for the completion of these applications, the idea being that we want the money to go to people who are going to take it. So if somebody gets an offer, we don't want them to sit on it indefinitely. We want them to either decide or not, and then we can use that money elsewhere. So we have tonight 2 applications that did not provide the closing documents by the deadline that, that the council set forth. And so we're recommending that these offers be rescinded. The staff does not simply send them a letter and then let it go. They call, they remind, they pester, they meet and talk. So they really put in a good faith effort to make sure that these property owners have all the information they need and are able to make a decision whether or not to move forward. Also, with the offers that were sent out over a year ago, we have had how many offers come in since then? Or not offers, but requests for credit purchases.
We've had over 20 HDC allocations that have applications come in over the last 2 years.
Okay. So that's another whole set of applications, people wanting to be compensated that are willing to move forward, and we should certainly, in my mind, cancel these 2 and then begin looking at offering to others. That offering to others process would encompass having the committee of the Highlands Council meet, discuss the applications, go over the rankings with staff, make a recommendation to council, and then have come to this board to make the credit and purchase offers. That would be at the February meeting. That's our hopeful timeline, that we will have the subcommittee meet in January. The next council meeting is December 4th. We won't have enough time before then, so it'll be at the January meeting, and then it will come to us at the February meeting, where we'll actually meet, conduct business, and hopefully make some offers to people who will hopefully accept those offers and move forward to closing. So, any questions on that?
So there were 9 that withdrew, and then if the board takes action to withdraw the other 2, of those 11 that their funding was allocated for, would that be then going back into this program, the development credit program, or would it be, has the decision been made versus the open space program?
That would go back into the kitty, and then the council would decide where it would go.
So it could go to either
program. It could. My belief, based upon the committee's inclination, is that it would stay with the credit program. We are in the process of trying to get a grant from the federal government to fund a boatload of open space purchases. So in my mind, we stick with the credits and go to with open space. But that is...
But it's a council's decision.
It's a council decision, yes.
And that has been made. Okay.
Correct.
So I just want to correct.
Okay, any other questions on that? All right, so next order of business is a resolution to rescind the development credit offers under the Highlands Development Credit Purchase Program. This is a voting matter with public comment. Do I have a motion to approve the resolution?
I'll move that.
Thank you, Mr. Holtwood. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Mr. McElroy? Mr. McElroy. Any question from the bank board members on the resolution?
Just from the staff, as far as these two are concerned, you didn't receive any communications back from these two requests, the original request, or I just want to know how much we've pursued this with them.
Drew can answer that.
We've talked extensively to both applicants. There are two different situations. One of the applicants basically failed to receive approval from their mortgage holder on the property. Me personally, as well as our legal staff, tried to remedy that with the bank, with the mortgage company, and unfortunately we were unable to move forward. John specifically spent a lot of time on that, and we didn't get anywhere, unfortunately. The other landowner, we talked to at least half a dozen times over the last 18 months. She had some questions. We gave answers by phone and in writing as well, and still no progress whatsoever with her.
Okay. Yeah. It's been pursued quite a bit by the staff.
Yes.
Okay.
How much of a problem is this mortgage company thing? Has this reared its head before?
Yeah, it can be a problem, but it's usually resolved. In this particular case...
It depends on where pay down on the mortgage is.
Yeah, and which bank you're dealing with, too.
Zahal and I was doing preservation in Bedminster. We had this twice come up where we couldn't get releases from the mortgage companies to take that that easement.
And this particular... applicant was it's a very modest purchase, and I just felt that it was important for us to do everything we could to try to help her, but it was a brick wall with that particular lender.
And you explored subordinating the mortgage to the easement, and they would not do that because they didn't feel there was probably enough equity left in the property. Then. I mean, it's a common issue that we have whenever we deal with
the same problems,
right? Yeah. I mean, most of the time it's resolved, but again, obviously, if the lien is greater than the proceeds, there's not enough value left in the property, then it's not unusual for the lien holder to release. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Anyone else in the back board? This is the opportunity for the public to comment on this. Anybody from the public to comment on this resolution? Go ahead, you're up.
My name is David Shope. I own a farm in Lebanon Township, which is entirely in the preservation area. When you talk to the mortgage companies, what is their objection? Is their objection to the amount that's being offered for the development rights, or is there objection to the residual value of the land after the development rights are sold off, or is it both? What's been your experience with dealing with the mortgage companies?
In my personal case, it was the fact that there was not enough remaining equity in the property. They're worried about the residual amount.
So what would the mortgage company be satisfied if the entire amount or most of the amount of the TDR purchase goes to them?
Probably not. But in my case, that was not what the landowner intended to do.
But you don't know. You really haven't investigated the financial reasoning for the mortgage company objections to this point. Is that right?
Well, I can address that. Please, Mike. But my experience is the objection is mainly they're just not familiar with the transaction, and that once it's described, we get over the resistance. There's some banks that are very familiar with it, and there's no problem whatsoever. We've only had one case where the mortgage was a fatal, and that's the one, this one woman's transaction, and that was a special circumstance. Whatever we did with that particular lender, we couldn't convince them to sign off, and I don't know why. It wasn't rational, in my opinion. But I can't sign for them. So generally, it's not an issue.
And it's never
an issue, actually.
And you're not aware of what happens to the check after you cut it, whether it goes to the mortgage company or whether it goes to the owner or a certain percentage to each one?
Well, I mean, we usually cut the check to the owner of the property, the grantor of the easement. But we'd be happy to work with the lender and the grantor to structure it any way they want to make the transaction happen.
And you're not aware of any arrangements between the owner and the lender?
Generally, we wouldn't be, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Anyone else wish to comment on this resolution? All right. With that, call the roll, please.
Director Davis.
Yes.
Director Frick.
Yes.
Director Holtaway.
Yes.
Director McElroy.
Yes.
Director Richko.
Yes.
Director Romano.
Yes.
Chairman Moore.
Yes. Next up is the annual meeting schedule. Last time I read this, I said these meetings were canceled, but no reason for one of these. So, with that, is there a motion to approve the meeting schedule?
So moved.
Mr. Romano, second by Mr. Richko. Any comments? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got to be voting. I got to take public on the meeting schedule. I got to take public comment. Anybody wish to talk about the meeting schedule for the year? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Resolution approved. Public comment. You may speak on any matter you wish. Please be kind, and you have 3 minutes. Who wants to go first? Was it down across the street?
Yeah. Restarting. Evening, people. Always a pleasure to see all you happy fellows here.
Agreed.
My name's Hank Klopp. I happen to be one of those farmers that happen to be in the Highlands, totally in the preservation area. Two questions I have for you. One is, where did the money come for Peter Catalog's land deal? And the other one is, when you were just talking before, you know, from a layman's point, you know, it's been 14 years we've had this Highlands Act, and there's never any money. But, you know, when you're talking about mortgages and stuff, I think the state must have a mortgage on our place because our land is equity. And what are we going to do? Anybody up there got any ideas that says you can talk if you want or not? I mean, I'm a friendly guy. But if somebody's got some good ideas, because, you know, after a while it gets monotonous and you keep getting older. And, you know.
I don't think I'll probably say the same. I look just like I did 8 years ago when I started here.
Okay. That's my spiel.
Thank you.
And you can read the sign anytime you want.
I've got a jacket on my back.
Can you make it a little larger next time?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yes, we got it. You know, you should. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Dave, would you speak?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We don't know where Catalo's money came from.
To answer your question, I believe that the PSEG, that the PSEG settlement money, as well as the federal grant we got from for Highlands Era Estates.
It's only the mitigation.
Yeah, but there was only like $16 million there, wasn't it?
Just the mitigation.
The Highlands Council's share was $2 million of the.
Where did that money come from?
The PSEG mitigation.
Oh, so you took it from public service?
They gave it happily.
I'm sure they did. If you were to do it as anything other than government, it would be called extortion. And public service has the option, of course, to simply passing it on as a cost to the ratepayers. That's the deal. So I have to wonder, when I read the meetings of the last meeting, when I read the minutes, rather, I noticed that when I asked you if you explained to the potential sellers of TDR credits, if you explained how you got to the $16,000 per credit, you said no, and you don't intend to. This is really thuggish government at its finest. Basically, you say, this is the offer, take it or leave it, and we're not going to tell you how we arrived at it. Who else but a thoroughly corrupt government would do business like this? Debbie Post, at a recent Highlands Council meeting, submitted her analysis of how the TDR credits got to $16,000 from starting out at $94,000 a pop. I would ask that the Highlands Council submit to all of you Debbie's analysis of this question, because it would be good for you to be aware of how $16,000 was the final number arrived at. A little education wouldn't hurt, and I just don't know. It would seem to me if you added up all the TDR credits times 16,000, you would get a number that is ludicrously low in terms of the value of the land. We had Holzheimer and whatever their name is up in Newton do an analysis where they came up with the direct loss of equity to landowners is $15 billion. $15 billion. That's the number we should be talking about, not $16,000 a puny TDR credit, which you're having a hard time handing out. The only people that take them, it seems to me, are the wealthy people who don't intend to develop their land anyhow, whether it be a horse farm or a hunting club or whatever it may be. They do not intend to develop their pastures. They do not intend to develop the land that they have their hunt club on. It's just a racket. And I can't blame these people for taking the money and running.
Thanks, Dave. A couple things on your comment. And you know that in spirit I agree with you wholeheartedly. I also know that through the years of these bank board meetings that we have had a number of people come through here in really dire straits, who, through this act and for other financial reasons, needed the money, and when we finally got the credit program going and put money in their pocket, they were enormously thankful. So I'm sure there are the hunting clubs you described, but also there are people who are in real tough situations that are very happy to have had the money. So you take the bitter with the sweet.
One choice.
I would also argue that the thuggish behavior was the passage of the act, which took away the equity. And that this bank board and the council trying to put money back into people's pockets is the opposite of thuggish behavior. It is trying to do the best with a bad situation. And yes, you're right, they can take it or leave it, and a lot of them have taken it because it's the only thing they're going to get. And many have said, it's not worth it, so I'm not going to take it. And yes, we've talked about this many, many times. The $16,000 is nowhere near the value of these credits. Whether it's 64,000 or 94,000, people can have an honest disagreement about what the right value should be. The 16,000 was purposely developed because the hope was there would be a market for these credits, which, of course, you and I know can't happen because we can't force receiving areas, which is the fatal flaw in the Act's creation of a TDR program. So the 16,000, yes, it is, even nobody would dispute that it's not a fair market value for the credits, but it's what we're allowed to give, and it's what we offer, and I can look at it through a negative lens and say, this is corrupt, why am I doing this? And I try to look at it through the lens of, at least I'm putting some money in people's pockets that they need it. So, thank you for your comments, Dave, always appreciate it. You're up, your turn, we'll go left to right, it's my left to your right.
Julia Sanders, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. Mine is a question. With the expiration of the Land and Water Conservation Fund, through which Highlands Conservation Act funding has come in the past, do we have any idea what, is there any speculation as to whether or not that is, I mean, am I correct that it's still being continued, but it hasn't been, it has not been reauthorized?
I believe that's the mechanism through which we get our U.S. Fish and Wildlife grants. We have an application pending for a Fish and Wildlife grant of for $4.6 million. And we've had that application pending for quite some time. So the fact that we haven't heard anything yet, I don't know whether that bodes good or bad, but I believe that in the past we've had a more timely response to these grant applications. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the Highlands Conservation Act has been funded through Land and Water Conservation, and the Land and Water Conservation Fund expired in the middle of a lot of things going on in Congress. That sort of just got dropped, but it has not gone away forever, is our understanding.
So my guess is our application was for probably the prior fiscal year of funding, because what you're talking about is going to take effect the following fiscal year. But the answer to your question is we have an application pending for those dollars and have for some time.
Okay. And
one of the great ironies of that is the very man who was most responsible for getting us that money was Congressman Freeland Tyson, who was all but pushed out of office and will not be coming back. We will lose a valuable spot on the Appropriations Committee, and if whichever side wins that election, they will be nowhere near the position to do the good for the Highlands Act Council region that man did, and that is a bittersweet pill to think they will vote.
The Land and Water Conservation Act, I think, got stuck in the Senate.
So. Sir, it's your turn. Do you want to go, or are you just here to watch?
I'll pass this time.
All right. You had your turn. What's that?
What's fair is fair. Susie over there, they didn't even turn the clock on.
Okay. For the record, I don't like the clock. I don't enforce the clock, and I wish we would go away with the clock, but it's.
It's okay. You can talk for half an hour, as far as I'm concerned.
Is there anything more you'd like to say? I believe I gave you as much time as you like.
You know what I'd like you to do is go back and find out if you can finagle. I mean, this sounds like a long shot deal. You know, how it came from
94,000 to 64,000 to 16,000.
You know, I mean, there's so much between here. I mean, how can you justify that?
Fair question.
As a bank, you guys. Yeah.
I'll tell you how Borden justified it.
Well, now we're getting a little bit out of hand. So with that, we will call for adjournment to the meeting.
Okay.
A comment from a member of the bank board. Very good.
Motion to adjourn.
By Mr. Richko.
Second.
Mr. Holtwhite, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
You're adjourned.